As I begin my homily today, I just want to extend a special welcome and greeting to those people here who are visiting the Cathedral Parish, who are in town for Hoopfest. People who decided to make a conscious effort to take a break from their Hoopfest schedule and come to Mass. And whether you realize it or not, the fact that you made this conscious choice to come to Mass is, in fact, can be a very powerful witness to maybe your non-Catholic friends, or even your Catholic friends who don't see the same importance in Mass as we do, that say that this is important. My faith is important. And it is important enough for me to interrupt my schedule for the weekend and to come here and be before God, worshiping in community. And whenever we come together in community, before the altar, before our God, we are essentially saying that we are dependent, that we need a God, that we cannot live without Him. This is a very countercultural message. When we consider the athleticism that is being celebrated this weekend in Spokane, if you consider our national holiday of Independence Day coming up, we as Americans value things such as self-sufficiency, determination, self-determination, strength, grit, perseverance. The whole American mythos from our founding fathers asserting our independence from a foreign power. And as the course of our history, we could, some Americans may pat ourselves on the back, saying that when the old world found themselves embroiled in war, we, the new world, came to their rescue. But as Christians, we must always keep in mind and foster a fundamental Christian attitude, that of humility. For our responsorial psalm today, we prayed and sang together, "I will praise you, Lord, for you have rescued me." A precondition for being rescued is being in a state of helplessness. We could not help ourselves. Consider people who are adrift at sea, hikers trapped on the tops of mountains, people who were enslaved or held hostage, or maybe perhaps closer to home, people who have dealt with serious disease that they could not hope to overcome by themselves, but sought professional help in the form of doctors and surgeons and nurses. In our own human reality, we must acknowledge there are times when our strength, our grit, our determination is not enough. And regardless of what we do, we ourselves cannot make it better. All the more so is this true when we consider the spiritual life, when we consider God, who is the source of all being, the omnipotent and all-loving Father. We are but helpless in his sight. And we acknowledge, "Lord, you have rescued me." Consider, if you will, the story of this unnamed woman in our gospel today. She models for us essentially a twofold action, one of humility and one of faith. Humility in acknowledging that she had an affliction that she could not take care of on her own. And she sought help. She sought help first in human ways through these various physicians who ultimately failed her. But then she sought help from Jesus Christ. And therein lies an act of faith that we do well to emulate. Because if you think about what she physically did, what she did was no different from what everyone else was doing around Jesus. As the gospel made clear, people were pressing in on Jesus. People were touching his clothes. But what did she say? "If I but touch his clothes, I shall be healed." She made an act of faith that acknowledged that healing power was present and could be given to her. And Jesus confirmed that act of faith in saying, "My daughter, your faith has saved you. Go in peace and be healed." Perhaps intentionally, or perhaps more likely through the providence of God, the gospel writers do not include the name of this woman, perhaps allowing us and inviting us to put ourselves in her shoes, to put our identity in her situation. And so we can ask ourselves, as modern-day contemporary Catholics living in the year 2018, How do we make these acts of humility and faith? How do we acknowledge that, one, we are in need of rescue, in need of a Savior, and two, how do we seek that power from Jesus Christ himself? When we come to the sacraments, it is more than simply touching a garment of Jesus. When we come to the sacrament of reconciliation, it is not just speaking to a fallible human man in the person of the priest, but truly encountering Jesus Christ, who is the divine physician, who desires to heal us from our brokenness and raise us up to fullness of life. When we come to the Eucharist, and for many of us here who will approach the altar today, we do not simply take in symbolic earthy signs, but are receiving truly the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ. If touching a garment of Jesus brought healing to this woman, it is not a long stretch for us to say that by receiving Jesus himself, we can encounter transformation. So my challenge for you today, and hopefully for the rest of our days as Christian Catholic believers, is that we take seriously, with acts of faith and humility, the power that is present to us whenever we come to the sacraments. For those of you who are able to come to the Eucharist today, consider that you are in need of healing, in need of rescue, and maybe say, emulating the words of this nameless woman, "If only I receive the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus today, I will be transformed." What is the transformation that our Lord is asking of you and inviting you into today? The athleticism that we do celebrate today and this weekend for Hoopfest still can be a way for us to understand the excellence that we pursue in our Christian life. As Christians, we pursue a kind of spiritual athleticism. And we know that athletes, earthly athletes, must have some form of humility. It would be useless for an athlete to submit themselves to the coaching of a coach, but then not listen to his or her direction. It would be useless for one to go to a week-long basketball camp thinking that you have all the answers. Athletes, in order to improve, must know their limits, must know their weakness. This is all the more true for us as Christians, in which we can say that our prayer and our participation in the liturgy is our gym, is our training, is our workout, as we submit ourselves to the will of God. So I invite you, my brothers and sisters, today to approach our Lord with humility and faith, with this assurance that when we acknowledge our weakness, then the strength of Christ can be manifest through us.